Welcome to the 2021 Golden Crappies. Tonight, we have all-star presenters from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Summer House, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Vanderpump Rules, Galley Talk, Charles of Sunset, Below Deck, Bravo Chat Room, Below Deck, Mediterranean, Selling Sunset, and Southern Charm. Plus, stars of your favorite podcasts and recap. Dame Brian Boylan, Amy Phillips, Michelle Collins, Jackie Schimmel, Ira Madison III, Ryan Bailey, Kate Casey, Reality Gays, Two Judging Girls, Danny Pellegrino, Ray Sani, Lara Shadall, Sasha Morpa, and your hosts, Ben Mandelker and Ronnie Carroll.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
How are you?
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to the Crappy Awards 2021 in quarantine.
Virtual crappies. This is where the crappies began. Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a night.
Just like the old days. You guys, 2021 has been quite a year. I'd like to congratulate everybody. I mean, 2020 was quite a year. 2021, you know, it's had some shit too already, but
yeah.
2020 was quite a year. So congratulations to everybody for making it through. You know, so much has happened in 1 year. I just think to what it was like before the whole coronavirus thing. I mean, things were so great. I was just like sitting alone in my house, eating too much, playing Mario, talking to no one and watching Housewives. I mean, wait. Yeah, still pretty much doing that.
But seriously, this year, a virus spread across America, causing illness and sadness and loss. But enough about Kim Zolciak.
there's that trusty audience.
Little.
Okay. I know. Just to think, the biggest plague facing this country before this was Jax Taylor, guys.
You know, I spent a good amount of 2020 just playing Animal Crossing, which, you know, as you know, it's a game about a bunch of animals stuck on an island. Some of you may know it by its original name, The Real Housewives of New York City.
Sorry, they laughed too soon.
The Real Housewives of New York City. They just could already sense the punchline about to land.
And the country has gone through a lot, you know. I mean, besides the coronavirus, we've had political upheaval. I mean, America is now even more trillions of dollars in debt. I mean, no one in government watches Housewives. And if they did, they'd get 50 girlfriends and force them all to give America $100 on her birthday. I mean, we'd still be in debt, but Lady Liberty would have a Gucci bag to show for it.
You know, though, on a serious note, the nation was very shocked a few weeks ago when an angry mob raided the Capitol. And all you gave them was a pizza, said Jennifer Aiden.
And we finally got a new president this week. And the nation breathes a sigh of relief. Now, look, I know all of you have different political opinions, and that's fine. My personal opinion is, thank God that the orangest thing left on my TV is Brandi Redmond. Okay.
No, but, you know, the thing is, I mean, current events were one thing, but so much actually happened in the world. But it seemed like so much more happened on Bravo.
Yeah. I mean, housewives getting fired. So many housewives got fired, a record amount. I mean, it was a slaughterhouse, and it was not the organic kind either. There was a lot of botulism in that meat, okay? Housewives cast are transforming faster than Dariq Kemsley's face. Have you seen that thing? It looks like an elbow.
And, you know, on Below Deck Med, Hannah Ferrier was fired for smuggling Valium onto the boat. And then on Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Brittany were fired for smuggling homophobia onto Bravo.
And then we have, of course, our trusty good old friend, alcoholism, okay? You got Real Housewives of New York trying to convince Dorinda that she's an alcoholic. Then you've got the Real Housewives of Orange County trying to convince Bronwyn that she's not an alcoholic. And you got the rest of us sitting over here like, what are you idiots fighting over, okay? Do you try and tell the mailman he's a mailman? You're all alcoholics, okay? Do your jobs. Less talky, more drinky.
You're here. You're here. If we had like a good old fashioned like Golden Girls Dorothy monologue clap, it would be right there.
We do. And when I can figure this thing out, I will move my fingers to that button, sir.
So another thing that happened. So the massive fight between Candace and Monique, that sent Potomac's ratings through the roof, which just goes to show that audiences crave conflict. So as a result, Bravo will now be rebranding Top Chef as the Gail Simmons Thunderdome of Ham.
Oh, thank you, guys. Just thought of that one off the top of my head.
People love ham.
Teddy Mellencamp was fired when public outrage broke out over her diet. I mean, people were really furious when they found out that customers were getting thin with starvation, lots of exercise, and a crazy woman bullying them day and night, berating them for their food choices. They called it All In With Teddy. I called it my childhood.
Carl and Lindsay finger banged on Summer House. Gross, said the bat that started COVID.
And yes, it was a very rough year for Tom Girardi and Erica Jane. I mean, she started the year playing a criminal who can't sing, and she ended the year as a criminal who can't sing. So that woman left behind more screwed over orphans than a non-union dinner theater production of Annie. Shame on you. Shame. Shame.
And outside the Bravo universe, Selling Sunset allowed us to see LA glamour up close and personal. And Small Crates allowed the Oppenheim twins to see kneecaps up close and personal.
Like, we don't mean to hit below the belt, but that's like literally where they are.
That's where they are. That's where they are. And finally, Portia Williams made headlines as she bravely marched for Breonna Taylor and refocused her life on civil rights. Meanwhile, Kyle Richards got bangs.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Wow, that was our first ever monologue. That was super fun. Wow, we did it. We did it.
That was a lot shorter in our heads. I will say that.
Yeah. In our heads, that was about 5 seconds. We're like, let's not edit a single joke out. Let's do them all. Everyone's
They're
gonna
all
love it.
Extremely important to keep in there. So we did that. I think it's time to get this show started, Ben.
Yeah. Before we do that, let's give a shout out to our. We actually have a bartender on hand. Can we give a nice shout out? Can we welcome just a shout out to our bartender, Mr. Tom Sandoval and Madam Ariana Maddox? We have them back.
Oh, hey,
yes. Hi.
What's up?
How are you guys? You look so pretty, the both of you.
Thank you. It's the ring lights.
Yeah, it's the ring lights.
Tell me about it. I've got like street lamp sized ring lights in here. I've got like
the more shining, the better.
But you're also like so soft and glowy.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe that's just bad reception.
Oh, look at those arms. How are you guys doing? How's quarantine been treating you guys?
You know, ask me tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah.
Postmates, right. You're both still hot and thin.
There's that.
Yeah. There's
What'd you
that.
Say, Tom?
Postmates. I just had Postmates delivered, and they completely gave me the wrong order.
I don't think that's interesting.
That puts you on tilt sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It really does.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes it can introduce you to new foods, Tom.
That's true.
You know.
Never had katsuya before. I'm just kidding. That's what they accidentally gave me katsuya.
You should have just taken it.
That is like, you're like, oh no, I went to order Five Guys and they gave me a luxury meal instead. I'm so mad. Wow, $120 of sushi by accident. I'm going to write a letter.
That's horrible.
You know, guys, I was going to make, you know, since it is the Golden Crappies, I was going to make, you know, some nice high-end craft cocktails, but instead I thought, you know what? Let's take us back to early 2000s. I'd like to start off with a classic.
Right. You're going crappy for the crappies.
I'm going crappy for the crappies. Ooh. And I know we don't miss this one too much. Ariana, would you like one? This is the good
old.
Oh my
God, I can smell. If you could smell.
Oh no!
Was that comfort? Comfort. Oh my God!
No.
That's basically all of my promise duty of my 20s.
No,
in the bottle.
Like like, yeah, it smells like drinking underage.
It
yeah.
smells like Ronnie as a slut. Okay, remember, that's what it smells like. It smells like slutty Ronnie.
Remember the old SoCo and lime?
Oh, wow. Fresh from the bottle. Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that I could say, yeah, that's, thank you. I think that that's a very fitting drink for this show, actually. That's perfect.
I guys, really don't know how you're going to do that.
You guys ready?
Go do yeah. it. Do it, Tom.
Do it.
This is for the crappies, the golden crappies. Cheers.
Oh. Ariana, you're a wuss.
Speaking of finger banging, man, that took me right back.
Hey guys, so we're gonna start heading into the categories, but we're gonna check in with you guys over the course of the evening. So hold tight.
All right.
And we'll check on it in on you later.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah, bye.
Bye guys. Wow. Okay. So guess what, Rondel? It's what? Time for our very first category of the evening. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Wow, the audience is very
ready.
So,
ready. You are.
They're very polite. They're very polite.
Yeah. You know, Crappin's like, audience is always very polite. They're all very yeah, sober over very there, too. Orderly. I can see them in their seats.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we have up first, Ben?
Okay. This category is one of our favorites. I'm probably going to say that with every category. First of all, I also want to thank the nearly 20,000 people who voted this year for the crappies. That is insane. Wow. That's insane, Madison. This is Best Friend Of. And we're going to read the nominees. Shall I start, Ronnie? Do you have it up also, or should I just do all these? What do you want?
I do. Yeah, I have it up. Let's go.
Okay, so Best Friend Of. Camille Grammer, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, Camille, that's a good one. Mm-hmm, classic. You know, Camille really made an effort this year, and sometimes that's all you can ask, especially in the year of COVID. Camille still made people drive to Malibu to have scenes with her. She's still a diva, and you know, mm-hmm. You got to respect that. The next nominee is Elise Lane, Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah, Elise really mastered the art of looking at a camera and going like this. She really,
yeah,
she did so much by doing nothing.
Yeah, she, you know, and she tried real hard. You know, she tried to have that big fight with Ramona, but then Ramona left and then Elise, I guess, got fired. Okay. Yeah. And then we've got, you know, Marlo Hampton, who's always gold from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Always.
Now, Marlo's, you know, I think one of the most impressive things about Marlo is that she's really made an effort to just be nice, Marlo. Like, she's still, like, fun shade, like they sound Atlanta, but she's done it. You know, now she's raising kids. It's, I'm into it. Like, I'm into an old hooker with, like, some, you know, like, Ted, what's-his-buns, Jane Fonda's ex-husband, billionaire,
Ted
buying
Turner.
Her kids' shoes on the weekends, you know. I'm into it. I think Marlo's doing a good job.
She is. She's great. She and Camille are perennial friend ofs. Yeah. We got Martin the Boxer from Real Housewives of New York.
Martin the Boxer, you know, very fitting for friend of. Terrifying. As terrifying as I think a good friend of should be.
Yeah. Yeah. As terrifying as a New Yorker should be also.
Yeah. Then we've got Sutton Strachey from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Let the mouse go.
Let the mouse go. Sutton is one of my favorite new friend ofs that we've seen in a long time. And this was a year where there was a lot of good friend ofs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sutton. I love Sutton. Has she been promoted to Real Housewife for the next season? Do we know?
I don't know. The big thing last year was that she couldn't do it because her kids couldn't film or something. But listen, we're not watching it for your fucking kids. Okay. So I hope she's back because last year she really came out swinging. And then they were like, listen, crazy lady, you can't act that way. And so she was like, okay, I won't. And then she was really polite, which sucked. But I'm into first half of the season, Sutton. So good luck, first half of the season, Sutton.
And finally, we have Tanya Sam. Ooh, Tanya's on! Gotta love me some Tanya. Okay, so shall we now read the results?
Do it, Ben.
I don't. And the winner of Best Friend Of for 2021, Sutton Strachey, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh! Oh wait, that's some lukewarm applause. I think that she should get some better applause. Let's say this one. Oh, I turned that one down. Okay, this one.
Lost.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's yeah. better. There you go, Sutton.
That was great. Yeah. All right.
Congratulations, Sutton. I know you're thrilled.
So now we are going to move on to best family member. That is funny. Thank you, audience.
Okay, best family member. For this one, we actually have a very special guest presenter to come up and give this award. And here to present the award for best family member is Salt Lake City's Lisa Barlow.
My friends at Watch What Crappens pick me to do the best family member nod for the Golden Crappies Award. Well, of course they pick me because, I mean, it's so obvious who the best family member in my family is. And Henry's wondering why he's not getting a Golden Crappies Award. He says he takes one like every day and he never misses. Just curious about that. So the nominees for the Golden Crappies Awards for best family members are the aunties from Family Karma, Baby Dean from Real Housewives of Potomac. I love that. Bill Aiden from New Jersey. Let's hope he doesn't end up in the pool. Dale Mercer from Real Housewives of New York. I wonder if Tinsley's eggs are still on ice or if they're defrosting. Dorinda's sister, Melinda. Dr. Imani's mom, married to medicine. Marge Sr. I mean, who doesn't love Marge Sr.? And Patricia Altschul from Southern Charm. Patricia and I have a lot in common. Like, we both love fast food. We both love decadence. So I'm excited to see who you pick. Let's see who you vote for.
Oh my God, I love that.
I love that. Oh, thank God, you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. And Henry does get an honorary crappy. He totally gets one.
Yes. And, you know, we have to discuss some of these categories with people other than ourselves because we've got really talented friends that we've made over the year. And one of them is our next guest. Please welcome from the podcast, Keep It, Mr. Ira Madison III.
Woo!
Hi, pretty. How are you?
Hi, Ronnie. I mean, Ira.
Ben, oh, wait, can you hear him? I can't hear
him. Audio's not on just yet.
Oh, Ira, you're on mute.
He looks deeply disappointed with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't mute yourself. People are going to think we Andy Cohen'd your ass.
I'm pulling a Nene. Bye.
What's
up, Ira?
You know.
How are you doing?
Just chilling at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Look at your beautiful home.
I know, it's gorgeous.
Oh, and your beautiful drink. I'm so trashy. Look at mine. Vodka.
I got the glasses a Dorit head.
A Dorit head?
The Gucci
one. He said he got the glasses
Gucci
ones. Of Dorit.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said it was a Dorit head. I thought it was like a head of Dorit was like drawn onto the glass, which got me very excited.
Well, let's hope that ends better than Dorit's because you know those were foreclosed on like a season ago.
So we brought you on right now to talk about, I guess, best family member. So our nominees are all the aunties on Family Karma, Baby Dean, Bill Aiden, Dale Mercer, Dorinda's sister, Melinda, Dr. Imani's mom from Married to Medicine LA, Marge Sr. It's kind of funny. We wrote down Marge Sr. from Real Housewives of Potomac, which is an amazing crossover. I love that. I love that typo. And Patricia Altschul. Ira, do you have any pressing thoughts on any of these people?
You know, I do like Patricia.
I mean,
I've just been watching. I literally paused the season of Southern Charm to join you. I just started.
Really?
I just started watching it.
Oh wow, you're a live watcher then.
Am I going to take a break from this season? But I dove in like truly last weekend, so I'm catching up.
What do you think of it?
It's fun. I'm literally at the point where Shep is not quarantining with his girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of that move? I thought that was a dick move. I mean, if I'm sick, get your ass over here and wait on me and get sick too. It's part of like being with me, you know?
I mean, but knowing what we know about the coronavirus now, I'm glad he didn't.
Not me. Yeah. Like, you better get over there and get a life-threatening illness with me.
I think we're all pretty much in agreement. I mean it's a tough one between Baby Dean and Patricia Altschul, but I have to give it to Patricia, sort of just
because it's Patricia, you know?
What did Baby Dean do but make Ashley miss trips?
I mean, you know, he looked cute. Look, the baby suffered for the first year of his life looking just like his father.
That's true.
Get something.
Okay, Ronnie, do you want to read the winner of Best Family Member?
Sure. Hold on. Let me get a piece of paper.
And then, Ira, do you want to stick around for Thirstiest Bravo Celebrity?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
I thought that's what I was doing. I'm a man.
You were. That's why I'm asking you to stick around.
We're very organized, as always, over here. So the winner for... Hold on. Let me figure out who it is here. The winner for Best Bravo Celebrity... I mean, Best Family Member is... Patricia Alstuhl from Southern Charm.
Patricia Alstuhl, that was... Baby Dean was a close second.
Sorry, I was on the wrong thing to turn down. I'm just turning down random things. Congratulations, Patricia. I know this has just changed your life. Okay, so now we've got the Thirstiest Bravo Celebrity category.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our first nominee, Brandi Glanville.
Wins, I mean wins, right? She wins. Brandi has to win.
Is it Kyle thirstier?
Kyle?
That's
we're bringing her on.
Kyle, Kyle's like the new, she's getting the... Try Hard Vanderpump Award of the Year, I think. She's like trying to fill the Vanderpump shoes and failing.
Mm-hmm. I think because Kyle, I believe Kyle is nominated in a category like Worst Bravo Celebrity later on. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I think we sort of wanted to give some space to some other people who are thirsty since she's already kind of being put on the worst, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. Just nominate her for every terrible thing. Worst Backyard and Housewives, Kyle! Just get anything we can in there.
We also have Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill, a.k.a. Chahill.
I'm tired.
We got Jasmine Johnson from Married to Medicine, L.A.
Mm, yeah, I've never seen that.
Really? It can be a rough watch.
But good for her. We're married to it.
Yeah.
We have Jen Shah from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Okay, she really brought out a lot of response from all three of us, Jen Shah.
All right, then we've got Jennifer Aiden from Real Housewives of New Jersey, Jordan from Summer House, Jules from Summer House, and the Vegas version of Sheena, baby Sheena from Vanderpump.
Ira, who do you pick?
You know, while I do think Jordan was quite thirsty, they've known he's been thirsty forever. So, you know, that's fine. Also, I still am mad at Carl for yelling at him and Jules. So,
yes,
I will go with maybe the thirstiest Bravo celebrity in the history of Bravo.
Oh, all right.
Jen Shah.
Jen Shah. Wow. She is pretty. She is pretty thirsty. Yeah. She's really trying hard, but then you see like how much this actually affects her life and her marriage. Like last week when her husband was basically going to leave her. Basically, he did leave her and then kind of came back. And she's like, but it's because my dad died. And I was like, oh, my God, it's thirst with consequences. This is like a new twist on thirst. Kind of enjoyed that.
So now let's, Ronnie, do you want to read the winner?
No, this is your turn, Ben.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. The winner is Brandi Glanville from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God, Brandi, you did something right this year.
Yeah. You did it.
Call it out.
Ira, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Thanks for sticking around for two categories. You look wonderful, by the way. You really
found
the lighting, the background. It's all working for you.
Yeah, you look good. You're in a gorgeous home. You're on your own like housewife set over there. I'll have what she's having, please.
Yeah, that's what we call I believe this is what you always refer to as casual elegance, right? Casual luxury.
Casual luxury.
Sorry. Thanks, Ira. Everyone go check out his podcast. Keep it. Love you, Ira. Podcasts are around. Bye.
Bye. Love you, Ira. Oh, my God. That was so great. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I literally, like, my printer went off in the middle of that. I got so distracted.
Printer went off? Oh, my God. All of a sudden, my printer just printing. You have the best recording studio ever. It's like a printer going off, and then the fridge comes on.
Seriously. Seriously.
One or the other. Okay. Right. Where are we now in this
this amazing show. We are now moving on to a very exciting category, Best Quote.
Oh, yes. And we have a very special guest here to present the Best Quote category. It's Amy Phillips from Reality Checked on Sirius XM. Take it away, Amy.
Hi, Ben and Ronnie. Happy Crappies. And let me just say what an honor it is to be introducing the nominees for the category of Best Quote. So here we go. Denise Richards from Beverly Hills. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo. Lisa Barlow from Salt Lake City. Can I touch? Captain Sandy from Below Deck Mediterranean. Do your food. Yeah. Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. Don't activate me. You do not want to see me activated. Padma Lakshmi from Top Chef All Stars. Exacto. And Robin Dixon from Potomac. I am so glad Juan Dixon isn't here right now. Ramona Singer from New York. I don't wear masks in the ocean. And Sutton Strack from Beverly Hills. Let the mouse go. Monique Samuels from Potomac. Pastor, holy whore. Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills. Ragamuffin. Leah McSweeney from New York. There's a vibrator in the chicken. And Carl Radke from Summer House. You look great, by the way. And lastly, Lisa Rinna from Beverly Hills. Oof, you're so angry. Thanks, guys. Happy Crappies.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. I love that we gave her 45 nominees to read.
It's hard paring these things down, especially in, you know, categories like this where pretty much every one of these was amazing.
Yeah.
Your personal favorite, Ben? I mean, my personal favorite, Ben, is Do Your Food.
Do Your Food.
Do Your Food.
So I feel like in the world of Bravo at large, I feel like Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo is like the one that's going to stick around for years. But I have to say the one that I say the most and the one that like it just is in my head at all times is
Can I touch?
I love that.
Can I touch?
Like I literally find myself now going, I love that. Just to like in like normal conversation. And I'm like,
I love that. Can I touch? Okay. I agree with you that Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo is probably gonna be the winner. So let us see who it is. The winner of Best Quote of 2020. Yes. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, right? Bravo, bravo.
Exacto. Yay. Exacto. Exacto. I speak Italian.
Those congratulations, Denise Richards. I know that Denise Richards is on the set of some Hallmark movie right now. Like, yeah, that's fucking right. Right?
Yeah, I think this category also made me realize how lucky we are that we just get to just have these phrases in our life and they make sense to us. Like these, how is it that people say these things and yet this is our life and this is like deeply meaningful to us. I love that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Next up is a fun category with favorite people on TV and in real life to present it. We have the best fight, and the best fight will be presented by Miss Honey Eyes herself, Miss Hannah Ferrier.
Hi, guys. After a particularly tumultuous year on Bravo TV myself, I was so honored that the boys asked me to give you guys the nominations for the best fight on Bravo TV for 2020. So here they are in no particular order. All the Women versus Denise Richards on The Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Chef Tom versus the Cucumbers on Below Deck Mediterranean. Dorinda blames Luann for calling her an alcoholic, even though it was Ramona, on The Real Housewives of New York. Danielle Staub versus Marge's ponytail on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. The hospital smell on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Luann dropping Sonia from her cabaret on The Real Housewives of New York. Monique versus Candace on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Was there even a winner there? Nene in Kenya in a hotel room in Toronto on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Tommy versus those damn terracotta planters on The Stars of Sunset.
Oh, honey.
Honey.
I'm looking at Hannah just like sitting in the best background of life.
I know. Just like in her own like Diane Lane movie.
Isn't it? You know, living well is the best revenge, as they say.
It really is. She's doing her food.
You know what? You're doing your food. You're doing your baby food. Okay? Do your crushed bananas, Hannah.
Do your Gerber. So to help us, thank you, Hannah, for presenting the nominees. And to help us discuss and get to the bottom of who should win for best fight, we have a friend of the show. He has So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, a wonderful podcast, okay? Mr. Ryan Bailey, come on
now. Hey, guys.
Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan.
A little BLK welcome to you. Hey, Tom Sandoval, I got something more sick than SoCo.
Oh, wow. Wow, he's got that BLK water, which is
tough. Ryan, you've done such a great job the past couple of years. You've really, like, you've been doing this a long time, and you really, I feel like, burst really, really into the scene this year. How do you feel about your success?
Oh, my God. I want to thank COVID. I want to thank COVID out there. COVID really helped me out. Also, thank you guys. You guys were awesome coming on and helping me and stuff like that, and for you guys, I put on my first pants of the year, so this is huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wish I could say the same for you, but I did not do that. I actually tried to put a dress shirt on, and my tits exploded that shit right away. It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
You inspired me to put on a tie, because I saw you backstage before the show, so I actually put on a tie. I was like, I probably should wear something. Yeah. So I put on this tie. I spent like 10 minutes trying to find this tie, and now I'm sitting here with a microphone fully blocking the fact that I'm wearing a tie.
We see it now. We see it. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, what's your take on these? We see each other.
I mean, the obvious is Monique and Candace. I mean, that's like the biggest one, and we could do like a 3-hour crappies just about that fight, and it's really divided the Bravo universe, I think. I've gotten into so many discussions about that. But I would like to also, Chef Tom versus Cucumbers. I mean, how you say cucumber, that's a little Hilaria Baldwin thing, I think. It was nice. But All the Women versus Denise Richards, I want to really kind of throw a little light that way, because what Lisa Rinna did and those girls to Denise Richards, I think is just still horrifying. I know Denise Richards is better off the show, but I think we're going to study that for years to come.
I mean, is Denise really better off the show? I do not think so. And I think it was, I think they were absolutely shitty to her. I agree with you. I was furious this whole season. I mean, I had to take like a couple days off and just like walk the desert after that season. I was so fucking enraged. Again,
I think Ryan, I think your point stands. First of all these nominees are excellent. It's really hard to choose one. I like the way you phrase that, which is like we're pretty sure we know what is the fight of the year. But like you, I also want to send some love and shed some light on a fight that is actually on the more ridiculous end. That's so ridiculous that I think it actually also deserves some spotlight, which is the hospital smell fight. I think that's like the fact that we have that like, oh, did you see them fighting? Jen Shaw was mad because her aunt got her legs amputated, and Mary didn't go because she didn't like hospital smell because she got her odor glands removed. I mean,
I mean, to have something that historical in your first season, to have something that historical that we will be saying 20 years from now, like, you don't get better than that. Like, I mean, Mary, and then she followed it up with 7-Eleven a couple episodes later.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. The things that just get said on that show and then just fly by, nobody ever brings it up again. Fucking crazy. Any other show, they would still be talking about that 7-Eleven comment. My personal favorite of all of these, I think it was just beautifully executed, was Dorinda blaming Luann for calling her an alcoholic, even though it was Ramona. I mean,
that was just... that was one of the darkest nights of my life, that show. Like, that was crazy.
Just, yeah, I mean, you know, we should have an award for, like, who does alcoholism, like, the most gracefully. Yeah. And usually it's Dorinda. And I think her big failure this year was that she kind of went too off the rails and got too toxic, because this was classic Dorinda, where it was just beautiful to watch. It was funny. It was touching. You're like, I've been that alcoholic too. It was like a warm alcoholic hug. You know, I just love the whole thing.
And then the next day, though, Dorinda, like, was just so, like, loving, like, to have those kind of, like, switches, like, that kind of, like, so angry and so dark. And then the next morning of, like, you see what it is. If I could actually just get one moment of just grace and, you know, just one moment of being drunk, can you forgive me? And they're like, yeah. And then they had a great rest of their day.
Yeah. They just get over it.
They do.
As you should.
All right. Ronnie, is it you or me to announce the winner of this category?
You do it, because I've got so many things open right now. God knows what button I'm going to push over here.
Okay. I will read the answer. I don't have any scrap paper around me to make
it. Oh, here, I'll be your ripper. Sound. You ready?
Okay, be my ripper. Okay. Ready? And the winner for fight of the year is Monique versus Candace.
Oh my God.
Drag me. Oh,
drag me.
Yeah, there we go.
Drag me. Yay.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on to the Crappies. Everyone go check out Ryan's podcast, So Bad It's Good, with Ryan Bailey, available in every single podcast space in the entire world.
Yes,
this is like a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Thank you.
It is. My wish is to have your background for my show. Look at this office. This is amazing.
I'm like the carrot top of Bravo.
You are, in the best possible way. I can't wait to see your AT&T commercials. Okay, Ryan, thank you.
I love you guys.
Thanks so much. Love you, Ryan. Oh, God. Funny,
that was a good category.
Hot. I mean, he's got it all, that guy.
He does.
Doesn't he, Ben? So next up is should we check on the bartenders or anything?
Yeah, let's check on the bartenders. Doing? Kyle, are you able to check in on Tom and Ariana to see how they're doing?
Hey!
Oh, hello! Oh my God, you guys had an outfit change.
I did. I needed my chunky knit.
I brought that chunky sweater on.
Something to remember, Jax.
Ryan Bailey really made me feel like I needed to step up my game.
Yeah.
This is
the chunky knit from the Vegas season one.
Is that literally the same one?
It should be in, like, a shadow box somewhere.
Yeah. This is like an episode of that stupid white lady design show that we watched on Netflix, Ben, when they had to do Reese Witherspoon's closet. And she's oh, my God.
The home
this
edit.
This is what I wore in Clueless.
They had to make a museum for Reese Witherspoon in her closet to be like, and here's a soda can I drank when I was on the set of Pleasantville.
So you're saying she's a hoarder.
Yeah,
but she's rich, so she has enough space. So it's just
she's a narcissist hoarder. You know, when you're rich
and you have room, it's called collecting.
Yeah,
yeah.
God, I love Reese Witherspoon.
Wait, so speaking of going down in flames,
oh God, here we go.
I want to show you guys how to make another amazingly awesome crappy drink, and that is the Tamikaze.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Or no, it's the Kamikaze, not the Tamikaze. The Tamikaze is actually really good.
This
is the crappy one.
Going down in flames. I thought it was going to be a Jax.
So we're going to do.
I'll just say this one doesn't smell from where I am. My vantage point. This one doesn't smell nearly as bad as the last one.
So you can take whatever
shot has potential.
Yeah,
that's why.
Got to get some off-brand triple sec. You know, the one that's got 80% corn syrup. We're gonna put that in there.
It looks thick.
It's like a pumpkin pie. You can't make it any other way.
some naturally organic Mr. and Mrs. Cheese. Neon green. Sweet
artisanal
sour in there.
Nice toxicity.
Yeah. And you there you go, guys.
It's warm too. It's nice and warm.
Gorgeous.
Wow,
gorgeous.
You guys. Wow.
You did it. Fuck.
Okay. We will check in with you guys a little bit later. And
I got more. I got more. Don't worry.
We know you got more, and we're excited to see this journey.
My God. He's like shopping from all the aisles in the grocery store you're not supposed to be shopping from. You know that they show you in diet films on Netflix.
Yes, that's what I was thinking exactly.
Okay, so now what do we have here? Now we have a very special award dear to our hearts called Grossest Moment. I need to go to our little rundown and see where we are. Okay, now to present the Grossest Moment Award is one of our longtime good friends and the executive producer and showrunner of Below Deck Mediterranean, Miss Nadine Rajabi. Take it away, Nadine.
Hey everyone, it is Nadine Rajabi, the executive producer of Below Deck Mediterranean, and I am here to present to you the 2021 Grossest Moment for the Golden Crappy Awards. Here are the nominees. First nominee is Everything Out of Pete's Mouth, Below Deck Mediterranean. The executive producer of the show, I can't really comment on this, but we'll just say this. He just magically disappeared after episode 7. So I'm going to go with pretty gross moment. I mean, and what he did after, but those are just my own personal views and not my views as the executive producer of the show. Second nominee is Inappropriate Guest Lifts Madison in the Air, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I'm going to also say that was a pretty gross moment as Nadine, the person having an opinion and not the producer. I like my job. But I'm going to say those two Below Deck moments from both those franchises, gross. Next nominee is Jax and Brittany Get Married, Vanderpump Rules. Different strokes for different folks. Personally, gross-ish. Next nominee is Catherine Dennis's DMs, Southern Charm. Okay, Catherine, you didn't know. Gross moment. Really gross moment. Next nominee is Michael Darby in his underwear, Real Housewives of Potomac. Okay, Michael, I did not have sexual relations. Come on. I don't know. It's pretty effing gross, dude. Next nominee, Ralph's fight on Drew while he was hiding in Tampa, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Pretty gross. And the last nominee is Reza outs MJ's abortions, Shaws of Sunset. That was a very unfortunate moment for both of them. Both of them being my friends. I hated seeing it. I hated seeing all that stuff last season because it, you know, they had such a great, like they have such a history and they loved each other so much. So I don't know. I just think that all of it was just unfortunate rather than gross. So we should have an unfortunate category too. Those are the nominees. And the winner is for the 2021 Golden Crappy Award Grossest Moment.
All right. The grossest moment. There we go.
I loved how speechless she was about Jax and Brittany. Jax and Brittany, gross.
It's funny when you find a comic, but that actually knows all the people from the shows. It's like, So let's see what she'll say and what she
That was so nice say. Of us to put her in that position.
I know, yeah.
She's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah, throw your friends to the wolves.
Well, we want to have to help talk about this category. We're bringing up someone that we love. She's been on the show before. She's hilarious. She always has a great hot take. And you can find her podcast, Sexy Unique Podcast. It's Laura Shanahan.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Oh, look at you.
You guys gave me a reason to put a face on, and for that, I thank you.
I love it. You look so pretty.
I know.
Thank you. You guys look so handsome. It is so good to see you. Like, I know we're not IRL, but it's like, it's truly a breath of fresh air to see your faces. And then also Tom and Ariana, my God, have I missed them, and all your other guests. This is breathing new life into me.
I hope that we get to do it live again at some point so we can all party again together, because I miss you. I want to give you big hugs.
I know. 2022. 2024.
Yeah.
See you then.
We'll do it. See you at my 50th, fuckers.
And we can create our own grossest moment.
Mm-hmm. There will be gross moment.
It'll be really gross.
So what did you think of these nominees, ma'am?
Well, you might be a little disappointed in me because really my expertise lies in Vanderpump Rules and Vanderpump Rules alone, since it's the only show out of all of those that I've watched.
That's okay.
I have to say, I have to be quite honest with you. I think Vanderpump always takes the case for gross moments for me.
It really does.
It does.
And it does, I think, for everybody, which is why it's still on Bravo. You know, I mean, it really is the gross. And I think it gets a little bit boring when it's not completely gross, you know? Like, everybody's like, Jax is so mean, which he is. We say that. That's us, by the way. I was imitating. Or, you know, Jax treats all these women like crap, and then this girl, you know, is mean to everybody. But then they come back, and they're all nicer, like this year. And it was like, okay, cancel this shit. Get it out of here.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me or the community.
We signed up on, the reason why we signed up for Vanderpump Rules is because every single person on that show is disgusting. Oh, hey, Tom and Ariana. Hey, Tom and Ariana.
They know they're not, though.
They know that.
Like, they get the pass.
They're great. They are great.
Every show needs one, or in their case, two non-Grodies, and then everyone else can be a monster in their own special and unique way.
Because you can't be a monster if you don't, you need to have like a base, you know, like with science, you need to have like the constant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that
way, if everyone's a monster, then everyone's normal. So, you know.
Yeah, I need gross slutty waiters in West Hollywood. I don't need like gross milquetoast people in the Valley.
No.
Yeah. I want to watch you pickle your livers and fuck each other to death.
Yes. I want to see you break up with someone after their AA meeting. That's what I need in my life. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see so much. I just want to see you on crutches, just trying to hobble out of the restaurant over that, like.
Yeah, going through a courtyard. I want to see you standing in an awkward position, smoking a cig, and screaming at someone.
I just want to see you in a Sia wig.
That's yeah. That too.
Yeah, that
I miss
too.
That alley. I never thought I'd say that, but I really miss the alley of Sir.
I know. Yeah. Like, after the year that we've been through, that alley actually seems like sanitary.
It does.
I've driven by it a few times, just like running errands, and it's kind of like I like grasp for it, but it's very different now than it used to be. It's very like whitewashed, and it's not that dingy alley we came to know and love.
Oh,
at the
that's
beginning.
Too bad.
I feel like when the pandemic is over, you know, like in those cartoons, whenever like the evil king is killed and all the little woodland creatures come out and like little bunny comes out, I think we're gonna have that moment, except it's gonna be Raquel. Just coming out of like under a tree, like, is it safe?
It's gonna be the whole cast coming out to gather in the alley with like sparkles and mystical like glitter in the air.
Yes.
And Lisa will lie like Snow White in the forest and like lovingly pet them.
Yeah, yeah. Just one drunk English guy calling someone fat.
And then Gina will walk up to someone and say, you're late. You were supposed to be working this shift 2 years ago. Where were you? It's like, there was a pandemic, Gina. She's just been working there all along. She's like Wally.
She goes to work every day. Yeah. She drives from the marina to Sir.
Yeah.
Only to find it closed again. Yeah. And then she leaves.
Well, I guess no work today.
Gina has spent the entire pandemic just marrying catch-ups alone. You know, like, where is everybody else going to get here?
Well, I guess I'll make enchiladas. Okay. We have to get on with this, unfortunately. This is, oh my goodness. I really miss you, Lara.
I miss you guys so much.
I actually am with you. There's like a lot of really seriously gross moments on this category, but for me, Jax and Brittany getting married was my grossest moment of the year.
Agree.
God, some of these are pretty bad. I'm going to go with Reza. I think Reza's pretty disgusting. And I was glad that he was unmasked a little more as a disgusting human being that he is this year. So I enjoyed that. But God, it's really hard to choose that over like everything out of Pete's mouth. Oh, Catherine's DMs. Oh, there's so much gross here. There can only be one winner, though. So,
Ronnie, I got to
be lucky. That's the way of the crappy.
So I can rip it for you, Ronnie. I can rip it.
Okay.
And the winner is, and Ronnie, you'll read it. But
Reza outs MJ's abortion.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of hard to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that was my alt choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just reading the category, like not even knowing what's going on. It's like, yeah, that's the grossest.
It's just as a sentence, it's gross.
Two lizards getting betrothed or Reza outing MJ's abortion, probably the abortion. I like animal marriages.
Laura, thank you so much for coming. We have to do this again. It's been way too long.
Thanks,
everyone.
Laura.
Go check out.
So good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, oh my God. What a gem. What a joy of a human being.
She's just the best. She's so good.
Okay, so what do we have next on the list, everybody? Oh,
this is a special one. The next one on the list is actually Outstanding Musical Achievement.
Oh, Outstanding Musical Achievement. Now, there were some really, really great songs this year. There was that weird song that girl Georgia kept singing on Below Deck to anybody who would listen, like, "Boy, I'm out of bone, and I love
my." It was technically called Breathe You In by Georgia Grubler.
Breathe You In, and the year of the pandemic. So, you know what?
Bad timing.
It was also timely. You know? So then we had Drag Queen from Monique Samuels from Real Housewives of Potomac.
The video just dropped.
Yes, it had just dropped. And the lyrics all got read. Well, a lot of the lyrics got read at the Potomac reunion. And Candace was like trying to tell Monique off, like, "Look what you did to me." And then Monique was like mouthing all the words, which I thought was really fun. We have two versions of
Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday.
Two terrible versions. Candace Dillard and Luann de Lesseps competing for that one. And then we have a decent song by Candace, the remix of I See You.
Yeah.
From Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a jam. And then we had, I mean, you know, they say that money can't buy you class.
But guess what it can buy you? A diva. Viva la diva. Viva la diva. Viva la diva. Happy birthday. Viva la diva birthday.
And then we had Coyote. Coyote in the mountain. Coyote in the stream. Coyote.
Coyote. Also known as the untitled freeform Coyote song by Luke Gilbranson from Summer House.
Yeah, otherwise known as Luke's attempt to prove that he's not just a model. Sorry. You have ring making, you have that, and then you have your motorcycle riding. I'm sorry, just embrace it. You're a hot piece of ass, Luke, and that's enough.
Yeah, and we're okay with that. We're okay with that. Ronnie, do you have a pick for best song of the year?
Do I ever? Well, I would say, I mean, it's obvious who I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Luann. I mean,
of course,
just for the sheer fact that we had the most fun of our lives making fun of Viva la Diva. They say money can't buy class.
Class. Viva la Diva. Money can't buy you class. Yeah, I mean, Candace was a good contender. I love that Candace and Luann are both dual nominees, and they both are nominated for the same song too. I think that's like really amazing. But you know, Luann, she brought us a pandemic video of her wearing a big floppy hat with sequins and flopping around in a hotel hallway.
Yeah. People, I mean, you gotta win. You know, give credit where it's due. So let's see who it is, Ben.
And the winner, very close, by the way, a very, very close margin, separated by less than 100 votes. Viva la diva! Viva la diva!
I can't believe it. Congratulations, Viva la diva. You earned it. Okay, you earned that one, man.
And just so you know, second place was Happy Birthday to You.
Her version?
Her version. And then third place was what? Third place was Georgia from Below Deck Sailing. Candace Dillard barely even registered. She didn't even get into the thousands. Wow.
Well, you know, that says something about repetition, because Georgia pulled out that fucking song every week to whoever would listen. You know, you get brainwashed. It's how I am with like every Taylor Swift song.
You really do. All right, so let's
And that's
move
the
on.
First time anyone's ever compared Georgia to Taylor Swift, so you're also welcome Taylor for that. Okay.
Taylor Swift right there. There she is.
Okay.
All right. So let's now move on to our next category, as long as we're a million minutes behind. Best Scandal.
Yes. Here to present Best Scandal is Below Deck alum and now of Bravo Chat Room and Galley Talk, Miss Kate Chastain.
What's up, guys? It's Kate Chastain, and I'm here to present Best Scandal, which, love that for me as a category. Also, I don't really know where to look when my phone is recording horizontally, so hi. Anyways, Best Scandal. We've got Brandi Glanville for alleging that she hooked up with Denise Richards, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We've got Jackie from New Jersey, and she offers only pizza at her son's birthday party. And then we go to Below Deck Mediterranean, where Malia reported Hannah to Captain Sandy, you know, the whole maritime law situation. Up next, we've got Potomac, and that's Michael Darby gets caught in a hotel room with a stripper. Scandalous, but not surprising. And also, we've got Teresa from New Jersey, and she set up Danielle to attack Marge. I love Marge, so. And then we've got unseen footage from the show Real Housewives of New York of Dorinda yelling at John for asking Scott for money. And finally, from Beverly Hills, we've got Kyle Richards gets bangs. And as someone who got pandemic bangs and is now growing out her pandemic bangs, I can attest that that is quite a scandal. Good luck to all the nominees.
Thanks, Kate. We love you.
It is pandemic bangs. So
your
funny.
Your pandy bangs are coming out just great. Don't you worry.
Yes, thank you for doing that, Kate. Love you, girl. Okay, Ben, to discuss this category, we have fallen in love with this girl on Instagram, as I'm sure a lot of you have.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sasha, and she runs the account The Bravo Breakdown. She's amazing. Go follow her and subscribe. She's got really great takes, and we are proud to have her on for the very first time ever. Welcome, Sasha, from Bravo Breakdown.
Sasha, yay! Fresh off of Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so excited to meet you guys. I'm a huge fan. You guys are the funniest people ever. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to see you. We're so glad that you agreed to come on here and do it.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How was Watch What Happens Live? How did it go?
Oh my God. It was so much fun. It was so surreal. Like as we were filming it, like, wow, this is like live. Like it's not like they're watching it as we're recording it, but what we did is what they see, you know? And it was just so crazy. And then meeting Andy and just like, it's so fast paced. I mean, you guys know it's a fast show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people ask after, like, tell us what happened. We're on the computer, you know. It's like it comes on, and he's like, "Hey guys!"
It's like it happens. It's a fast show. You blink,
and
it's
surreal, right? It's like because it feels like you're just zooming, like It's the same experience as Zooming with a family member, except it just happens to be Andy Cohen going off to national TV. That's all.
Right. Exactly.
Well, of course, they can't be as tight of a production as we are. You know, no one can be.
Oh, Lord. You guys are killing it tonight, though. So many fun guests. Like, what a fun crowd. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Thanks. I was reading the comments in the comment room right now, and they are hilarious. Those people are so funny. Someone said, hey, Nadine, because Nadine was on here earlier, and they were saying, hey, Nadine, no more malaria, which is, I guess, what they call Malia now from
the Low Deck Men. Oh, my gosh.
I think that stands as a statement in general for the world. No more malaria. I'm down. Nadine, could you get rid of malaria?
No more malaria, please. Please.
Okay, Sasha, so you have these great takes on IG, and so now we want to get your takes. That's why we brought you up for Best Scandal, because we felt like you'd have some good hot takes for us, or not hot takes, whatever's on your mind.
Yes.
Have you got a chance to take a look at these noms? Have you had any thoughts on them?
So I felt like, so the Brandi Glanville scandal, that was scandalous because they sold it to us so much as a scandal. You know, it was like they did at the beginning of the season, like, oh, Denise started filming and they never saw her again. Like they tried to really present it in this way. So like, really, if you look at it, it seems like that was the biggest scandal. But really, to me, the biggest scandal was the Dorinda blow up at the reunion. Like that to me, just like, it just took a hard turn because I was like, whoa, that really is revealing, because there was a lot brewing underneath going on with Dorinda the whole season, and I couldn't quite place it. And that says a lot because she's got a lot of pride. She's got a big ego. And that's one thing you don't want to do is scratch that ego. And that's what Tinsley did when, you know, Scott, the whole money situation. So that was, for me, that was a big moment for me. And then, you know, the Below Deck. You know,
I mean, that one got people really, really riled
up. That's a big one, too.
You know, I think
Deck really knows how to just piss everybody off. I have to say, they've really perfected that. You know, it's either sexism, like that. It's usually guys being just total misogynists, you know, that really enrage us. But this they switched it up and they handed it over to the narcs.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, Below Deck was like a real good classic scandal, because there was like, you know, we didn't know whose side to believe for some people, you know, like meaning that everyone could take a different side. It could read into it in different ways. You had drugs involved. There was a firing. There was a boat, you know. The New York one was surprising because it was like a twist that came at the end of like one reunion episode. And then there was some follow up, but it kind of was like a punch, like boom.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
And then I have this thing where I just love celebrating also the ludicrous. And I do love that Jennifer Aiden harped on the pizza situation at Jackie's birthday party for episode after episode after episode. And it turned into a thing. I kind of love when that happens.
Kind of like the hospital smell. It's just so bizarre and so absurd, but just like they can't let it die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree about the Dorinda thing. Just that they held that for so long, and it was like a mystery, which is fun when they can do that on these shows. You know, really like surprise you. The Brandi Glanville thing made me so mad because they sold it as sexual assault, kind of like they were selling it as like Denise assaulted Brandi, which I thought was really creepy and not right dark. To do, especially with everything going on in the world. So that really enraged me. But yeah, I agree with you with Dorinda. That was a pretty good twist.
At the end of the day, Beverly Hills was just kind of like, oh, so Denise knew Brandi, but they weren't close. And that's basically all it was, you know? And then who knows what happened. But like, okay, even if they did do something, like who cares, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So I'm gonna read the winner for Best Scandal of 2020 is... Unseen footage shows Dorinda yelling at John asking for money. That was a big one. Yep.
There you go. I love it.
You are on trend, Sasha.
Yes. Speaking to the people.
Sasha, thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to do this again for longer than 5
yes.
minutes.
Yes, so you guys, good luck the rest of the night. You guys are going to do great. You're so funny. And thank you so much for having me. You guys are the best.
Thanks so much. It's great to finally meet you. Appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you next time. Bye, lady.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks. Oh, my God. What a little ray of sunshine.
She is a ray of sunshine. She's so pretty.
Yeah, so okay. Again, that's the Bravo Breakdown on Instagram. So go follow. Okay. It's worth it.
Yeah, let's go follow. Okay. Shall What's we go next? On to our next category?
Yes,
our next category.
Girl, I'm shuffling papers over here. I'm shuffling internet papers over here. The next one is Best Newbie.
Best Newbie. And to help us discuss this topic, we have the host of Reality Life with Kate Casey. It's the one and only Kate Casey.
Hi,
Kate.
Oh, hi, how Kate. Are you? How's it going?
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Online.
I swear to God, my children are out there and I have duct tape around their mouths. And I'm like, you guys better shut up.
I was going to say, how are your children not in this shot?
Two of them have duct tape on their mouth and the other three have Benadryl in their system. So we're good.
Perfect.
I still use that shit to knock me out. They stopped giving me Ambien, girl. Back to the good old Benadryl.
Kate, now you seem to know everything about pop culture. You know shows that you've never even heard of. You'll be like, oh my God, you got to watch this show. It's called Bottle Caps Anonymous. It's about bottle caps.
Great.
Their insidious lives. I was like, how did you find it? You're like, it's on Turtle TV. It's a new system. No one even has it.
Exactly. Like,
I'm talking to the main turtle today.
So you know so much about TV, which is why we wanted to bring you on here to talk. Best Newbie on Bravo.
I know they've had some good people join the network this season or this year, some excellent ones. And I was pretty impressed with the list. And I think that they all bring something, some more than others, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the nominees. We've got Charlie from Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm. I think that Charlie brings a young energy. I love the way that she would eviscerate Jax in a scene, bringing up the fact that he's old and weathered and should probably not be serving drinks at a restaurant anymore. And for that, I salute her.
Yeah. She uses ageism, but in a way that I think we can all appreciate, you know?
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah, when a weapon is used against somebody you don't like, it's suddenly great again, you know? Yeah. Like if she hit him with a bow and arrow, I hate those things, but I would have been like, I love bow and arrows.
Yeah, bow and arrows. Elizabeth Vargas, Real Housewives of Orange County.
I love that she brought the cult aspect to the story, and I would sort of like to investigate more into that, although I don't think I'm invested enough that I want to see her ever on a show again. But I did appreciate the cult reference. And Ben, I love a good cult story.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a big year for cults.
big cult
Huge.
Year.
Colts are in this year. Then we had Garcelle Beauvais from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I loved how regal she was and how she put someone in their place in just a look. But I didn't feel like she raised her voice enough. And I feel like she needs to reveal much more about her previous lovers that were famous. Because I think that that's an essential part of being a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
I just need her to shade Kyle Richards more. That's all I need her to do. Like, I just love the way she'd be like, Kyle. You know, like, when I talk, you don't listen to me. And Kyle be like, of course I do, Joanne. It's like, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I love your fabrics. then we've got John Pringle of Southern Charm.
I disagree with that. He brings nothing to the show. I'm sure he's like a great guy to hang out with in Charleston if you're not on a television show or watching a television show, but he doesn't bring enough. And I have to be honest, I find his living quarters to be very dismal. And I feel like if you need to have a show in Charleston, I want to see glamorous homes, incredible fabrics, and the fact that he feeds his children such disgusting food. And you could just tell, like, he sits on his couch and he scratches his nuts. And I'm not interested in that.
That's such a good way to put it. I always say he's like a guy asleep in the bus station, you know?
Yes.
It's like you don't really know if he's, like, lives there or if he's just, like, a single dad who sees his kids, you know, once a year.
I get the feeling like he's like, a scammer in the sense of I'm just John Pringle. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, fun dad, whatever. But like secretly he's like an evil shark and he's just like, you know, going after Madison. And I feel like there's something evil about him. But then it's that scamming that makes me appreciate him because I like that in a reality star sometimes.
But does he give you do you feel like he's motivated enough to be a scammer?
No,
like he's not going to run a Ponzi scheme. but no. He might be pickpocketing you when you're at the guy dive bar.
He's like he'll take a 20 out of your wallet, you know, on his way out, you know.
Or the dip in the back of your back pocket.
Yes. Yeah. He'll take your like matches out of your cigarette box, you know, on his way out.
So next we got Leah McSweeney from Real Housewives of New York. Leah McSweeney, I mean.
I think she brought natural tits. I think she brought a tattoo near her vagina, which I salute. She brought an ex that doesn't seem to mind that she's bananas on the television. She brought great parents. And most importantly, she brought the tiki torches. So she's my front runner because I think that she brought New York to a whole new level and gave Ramona a piece of what she's deserved for years and years.
Yes, agreed. Yep. Yeah, she came out swinging that one. And then next up, we've got Leva from Southern Charm.
Now, I love Leva too. I think that Leva has the most beautiful clothing that I've ever seen on a Bravo reality show. Sorry, Beverly Hills, she beat you. And I love the backstory of the business. I wish I could see her husband more. I love the way she puts people in their place, but I want to see the fun side of Leva more. I know it's there, but they haven't shown it yet. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think she's kind of first season housewife, you know?
Yes, she's more of a housewife. That's it.
Yeah, she just has to have the second seat because it's kind of unfair, isn't it? It's like everyone else is so close and tight-knit, and then you put new people in there, and it's like, oh, hi, girl, who showed up at the party, you know?
Right. Yeah. And then yelled at us because we're up too late and she's got to go run her business.
Well, I like her. I think she seems very smart and she's funny and I dig her. I'm just going to do the last two nominees really quickly. Luke from Summer House and Wendy from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Luke doesn't give enough orgasms. And Wendy, I love the political background. I'm a DC girl and I love that. Right. So she's much more of a favored position than Luke, even though Luke's really cute.
Yeah,
Luke's cute, but that goes away. No offense, Luke. Love you. No hope it doesn't, but it will. Okay, but politics never dies, you know?
Never dies. Okay,
so let's do the winner now. I should probably scroll up to see who it is. Wow, this one's...
landslide.
This is a landslide, and I expected it to be a win, but wow, this is great with 58%. It's Leah McSweeney.
Well done, Leah.
We knew. Like, I didn't even bother, like, weighing in. It was Leah. She was great. I think a lot of these people also had great debuts, Garcelle, et cetera, but Wendy, but Leah.
It was a year of a lot of firings, but it was also a year of some pretty good hirings. So,
well done. Very well said.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for being here.
Love you.
We love you forever.
Thank you.
Bye, Kate. Thanks for coming.
Catch you later.
Bye. Thank you, Kate.
Go check out Kate's podcast, everyone. Kate Casey.
Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Hey, should we check in real quickly on our bartenders, see how Tom and Ariana are doing on the side there?
Yes.
Captain Sandoval.
Right. That's right. Oh, man. I got another really good one here. I'm trying to keep it really classy.
Okay.
Especially now I need a drink because the FBI just got my cat for storming the Capitol.
Oh, yeah. Our cat
conspiracy
theorist. Yeah. She's like,
Your cat off the mat. Your cat is like a friend of on a Housewives show.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Is that lady really from the Housewives?
We have a young dog who's like very impressionable. So we kind of have to keep them separated.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really bad.
Oh man, this guy, you're gonna love this one. I figured this one out working at a buddy of mine used to do this at TGI Fridays.
man, so we know it's gonna be good.
Fridays? So you a mudslide?
No,
but you wish.
You're moving up in the world for sure from the last shop. That is definitely better. Thank you.
Okay, this is the beginning. Who knows what he's going to put with it?
So take some $300 cognac.
Yeah, got some Henny there.
Yeah.
To blame it on later.
Yeah, so there we go. And then you're going to add the secret ingredient.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No.
That's right. You're going to take the
banana red.
Banana red.
Tom, you just ruined it.
We've been through so much as a society.
Like 2021's. It's good liquor, and then you find some, you know, crap at 7-Eleven, and there you go.
Yeah.
Why do you do this to yourself? Do you guys know why it's called Mad Dog 2020? Because no. It's the guy who
Downs made it.
It's the guy who invented its initials, and then it's 20% alcohol and 20 ounces. Mad Dog.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say something else.
Wow. All right. Very literal.
Exactly. I thought there was a trick to it. Mm. Why would you ever do that?
That is
delicious. Well, we're talking about new casting, you know, and you're in a sailor hat and, or a captain's hat. And yeah. You know what? It almost might be time for you to practice saying, do your food.
Yeah.
Do your food. Get a little below deck action in there.
Yeah. I'm down to switch it up.
Yeah. I'd rather be a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys should work totally
on
it. Be
I'll be a guest and you can serve me.
That works. Yeah.
All right. Go change. It's time to change, everybody. Okay. Next up for our next award. Now, this girl is, you know, Ben has always said this is the funniest person that he's ever met. And I would have to agree. This lady is hilarious. We all know and love her. Midnight Snack is her podcast. She was on The View. She's always on something. She's on Sirius XM. You can find her show there. She's everywhere. Her name is Michelle Collins to present The Most Uncomfortable Romance. Take it away, Michelle.
Hey, guys. It's Michelle Collins coming at you from a lower angle. Surprising, I know. I tried to use my arm, but it's Floptown USA. You can maybe recognize me from my many social media accounts at Mishcall, where I frequently tweet and Instagram about the housewives. I'm so thrilled to be a part of the Crappies this year. I even saved the card that I did last time. It's about Tom. Those were the good old days, but we're back. So let me read you the nominees. I get to do Most Uncomfortable Romance, which to me, it's pretty exciting, as you can imagine. Let's just start. Adam and Jenna from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. You know, I thought that I would never get sick and tired of seeing two people do it doggy style in the galley. And Jenna and her very round, long eyes really proved me wrong. Bronwyn and Sean from Real Housewives of Orange County. I mean, uncomfortable is one way to put it, if that's what you want to call it. For me, the problem wasn't even Bronwyn's sexuality. It was Sean's survivor necklaces. I can't put that for me is what made me uncomfortable. By the way, if Bronwyn wants to text me the info for her dealer, I'm listening. I do have a lip pimple. I know all of you saw it. I'm so sorry. It is not herpes. Okay, Destiny and Sam from Shaws of Sunset. Destiny, she tried it. She tried it. And Sam, look, we love a frosted tip. We love an OG Ryan Seacrest, but for me, it didn't work. Elizabeth and Jimmy. My thing with Elizabeth and Jimmy from Orange County, if she's already going to donate the Lamborghini or whatever it was, she should also just donate Jimmy. Because every time they cut to him, he looks like the little boy in the basement in Ransom. I don't think he wants to be there or with her. We've got Jessica and Rob, arguably the hottest couple on this nominee list. Again, too hot to work, I think. They were just too hot and too dumb to work. Kelly and Rick from Real Housewives of Orange County. I don't know why they would be considered uncomfortable other than that they've probably killed about 80,000 people in their local old age home from Corona. Mark and Kenya from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I see nothing wrong with them. I'll be honest. I hope they don't win because I don't find them as uncomfortable as some of these other couples. For example, and our final nominee, Mary and her husband / grandfather. I don't really have a lot to say about that. It's not my thing. I wish her and her wardrobe and this man a lot of luck in life because I can't afford to be cursed by a cult leader. Okay, that's it. I'm Michelle Collins. Thanks again, guys. Congratulations to our winner.
Michelle is
yes, Michelle.
Oh my God. I'll just be rewatching that over and over again.
Killed it. She killed it.
Ronnie, who's your pick for most uncomfortable romance?
Most uncomfortable, I'm gonna go with Jess and Rob. You know, I think because we had to like sit through it, it was more on our screens than the other ones. I mean, it was just so much of my time. It was so much of my day. Gross, gross. My least favorite kind of couple.
I'm gonna go with Mary and her grandfather husband. It's all there in the words. Grandfather, husband. Grandfather, husband. Her grandfather, husband. I'm going with Mary and her grandfather, husband.
I think I've just been so used to Erica and Tom that barely even registered with me, honestly. Okay. So, Ben, you want to read the winner of this one?
Sure. I got okay. my... Okay, I mean, I got it, Ronnie. I got my little piece of paper.
Okay. The winner of most uncomfortable romance is...
by a landslide, Mary and her husband, grandfather from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Congratulations.
That is what you call an uncomfortable romance.
Thank you for joining us for part one of the 2021 Golden Crappies. Come back soon for part two.